I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Looking at your election ballot today, you got your Democrats, your Republicans, and perhaps a few independents. Probably no Whig candidates, though. For that, head over to Britain. The Whig Party is aiming for a comeback in the UK, and Walid Ghani is leading the charge. Ghani's already signed up as a Whig Party candidate for the next election in his South London district. So we called him up and asked him if there's an actual party behind his candidacy.
It's a party in the UK, yes. We've registered with the Electoral Commission, and for the first time in 150 years, the Whigs will be contesting the general election next year.
Wow, historic. So take us back 150 years and remind us what the Whigs stood for. I mean, what made a Whig a Whig?
Sure. So the Whig tradition is the intelligent and progressive strain of British politics that for 200 years was carried by the Whigs against the Tories, who, of course, are still with us. Now, the Whig Party abolished slavery and the slave trade, but they also supported the American Revolution and took on the colours, the buff and blue colours, which our party logo is still today, buff and blue, in solidarity with George Washington's Revolutionary Army, the insurgent army against the British Army. And as a result, there was a Whig Party formed in the United States, which wasn't a direct offshoot of the Whig Party, but used that Whig name.
Right. Just for our listeners and to clarify, it's got nothing to do with fake hair. It's W-H-I-G. Where did the name come from?
So the name comes from, I believe, a Gaelic word for cattle driver. It's one of these words that was originally used as an insult. In 1678, the supporters of Parliament, as against the Catholic king, were called Whigs in a derisory way and took it on proudly. And we've had that name ever since.
Today, if we fast forward, slavery and suffrage are not the big issues in Britain. Where have you, as a Whig, shifted your attention?
Today, there are a number of issues in British politics, particularly to do with social justice, European Union, immigration, that are classic Whig issues.
Just give us one policy platform so we can see where you stand, say, on immigration.
Sure. So in immigration, we are very keen to be robust about the fact that Britain needs immigration. And in London especially, where we see the benefits of immigration, it really works. NHS, for example, our National Health Service, would not function were it not for immigration.
Why is that? Why are immigrants crucial to the National Health Service?
Well, it's as simple as the fact that there aren't enough doctors being trained or nurses being trained in the United Kingdom. And as the National Health Service develops, we're taking on more and more trained doctors. I mean, they're going to come from somewhere. And we have to be open about the fact that they're going to come from abroad and they're going to enrich the life of our nation.
So just to drill down a little deeper on immigration, I mean, the EU is trying to come up with a way to rescue immigrants at sea who are trapped in the Mediterranean. The UK says it is not going to help out with that effort.
Well, we think it's disgraceful that the Conservative Party, for example, are saying we're not going to help with this rescue effort. That there are people, human beings, dying in a European sea and nothing is being done to help them. The issue here is simply one of common humanity, and we think it's disgraceful that the Britain isn't stepping forward. I mean, Britain for a long time has had, if I may say, a very high reputation in Europe as being decent and law-abiding and taking the lead for these sorts of things. And the way things are going at the moment, we risk losing that reputation.
You and the Whigs are also players in the world of social media, from what I understand. Is that a campaign strategy, or do you have bigger plans for politics and social media?
Absolutely, because the internet and social media have changed so many different areas of our public life for the better. And the one area in the UK where this really hasn't happened is politics. In the United States, Barack Obama, I think, realized this absolutely, and in 2012, the Democrats were all over it and really outfoxed the Republicans.
Do you have any Whig supporters here in the US today? Do they exist?
They do. Well, there is a modern Whig party who sent me a very kind message last week, welcoming the Whigs, I should say, back to British politics. And I think it might be because both in Britain and the United States, the name or the brand, perhaps, Whig, does carry these associations with independence and liberty and speaking up against tyranny.
Whig Party candidate from South London, Walid Ghani.